Christ alone. O God, thy main plan and the end of thy will is to make Christ glorious and beloved in heaven, where he is now ascended, where one day all the elect will behold his glory and love and glorify him forever. Though here I love him but a little, may this be my portion at last. In this world, thou hast given me a beginning. One day it will be perfected in the realm above. Thou hast helped me to see and know Christ, though obscurely, to take him, receive him, to possess him, to love him, to bless him in my heart, my mouth, and my life. Let me study and stand for discipline and all the ways of worship out of love for Christ, and to show my thankfulness, to seek and know his will from love, to hold it in love, and daily to care for and keep this state of heart. Thou hast led me to place all my nature and happiness in oneness with Christ, in having heart and mind centered on him only, in being like him in communicating good to others. This is my heaven on earth, but I need the force, energy, impulses of thy Spirit to carry me on the way to Jerusalem. Here, it is my duty to be as Christ in the world, to do what he would do, to live as he would live, to walk in love and meekness. Then would he be known. Then would I have peace in death. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen.